I'm Kate Remington. I'm talking with Oscar Espina Ruiz. He's the artistic director of Music Mountain. This season's festival is just, it looks just absolutely packed with fabulous performances. And Oscar, it's wonderful to have a chance to talk with you.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's great to speak with you.
Well, in your mind, you know, you've been with the festival since 2016 now. What to you makes Music Mountain such a unique and special festival?
For sure, one thing that is extremely special is the venue. Gordon Hall was built for string quartet performance 90 years ago, in 1930. And it's not insulated, and it's hollow all over, including the floor. It sort of resembles the construction of a violin, and it is very resonant with a wonderful bass, because it, it's not insulated. So that's a very, very special place to hear chamber music. The capacity is for a few more than 300, just to kind of get the parameters. So when one compares to, I guess, Tanglewood or other wonderful festivals, here at Music Mountain, we hear chamber music up close. It's air conditioned, even though we are surrounded by nature. And the whole listening to classical music here because of the venue is very, very special.
Well, I love that Jacques Gordon started the festival because he felt string quartet literature and performance was just so very important. So it sounds as though the whole festival is purpose-built to give people a chance to hear this really intimate form of music. And I know that you had a chance to, you overlapped a little bit with Jacques' son, Nick Gordon. And so what were some of the things that he felt were really important to continue with his father's legacy?
Yes, I mean, Nick was adamant about keeping, as you said, his father's legacy, or we could also say to keep Music Mountain very, very much adhere to its original mission, which is the teaching and performance of the string quartet literature. A piece of information that is important to mention to explain this is that Jacques Gordon was a student of Kneisel, right, Blue Hill Mountain up in Maine, where there is another historic and wonderful music festival of chamber music. So Jack, as a student of Kneisel, really learned a lot about the string quartet performance, then joined the Berkshire Quartet, and, then joined the Chicago Symphony as concertmaster, as its youngest concertmaster, and in 1930 gave it all up for Music Mountain. So he gave up his position of concertmaster in Chicago at the Symphony, and decided to dedicate his career to the Gordon String Quartet, to chamber music. And for that, he needed a special venue, like many other similar venues, perhaps in Europe, but not so much so in the United States. That would be back then in 1930, that would be dedicated to the teaching and performance of chamber music. And actually, I was with a visiting group at the mountain just a few moments ago. I just stepped in. And the grounds are very interesting in that they were, well, as I was saying before, built for the Gordon String Quartet. Mm-hmm. And so I was just with a group there at the Mountain Town campus that has over 100 acres. And so the central is Gordon Hall, a wonderful concert hall. But then there are four houses around Gordon Hall at a distance. And those are the first fiddle house, the viola house, the cello house, and farthest from the first fiddle house, the second fiddle house.
A little inside string quartet joke there.
I guess so. But yes, so this campus is very beautiful. It has gorgeous views of the foothills of the Berkshire Mountains. And it essentially, you know, physically is dedicated to the string quartet by having one house for each quartet member, and then the big concert hall in the center where they all come together for rehearsals and performances. Very, very special.
Well, it must be. I know, I mean, not from firsthand experience, but from what other musicians have told me who've been part of string quartets, that it's very intense and it's almost like having a family. And so I'm sure putting the four houses far away like that was a very good choice because it gives everybody a little bit of alone time, which they probably really need.
Yes, that's very true, Kate.
Nick must have learned so much being around his father and as he was growing up hearing his father play. And so he must have been very familiar with the dynamics of just the everyday life as a member of a string quartet.
Indeed. I mean, so exactly. Well put there, Kate. Yeah, when Nick grew up at Music Mountain, so he could see firsthand the ins and outs of being a string quartet player. It is quite a profession. I mean, you really have to be tremendously dedicated. It's not unusual for quartets to rehearse 6 hours a day, plus individual practicing, plus traveling when they are on tour, etc. Major commitment. And then, of course, like in any family, so there are tensions. And Nick grew up aware of that and seeing that firsthand. Also seeing the concerts, also seeing, in a way, I guess, the price of all that work. Because every Sunday during the summer, the Gordon String Quartet would perform at what became later on the Gordon Hall. And to see the how rewarding performances were for a string quartet, it's quite a lesson. I mean, you learn discipline, you learn organization, you learn psychology, I guess, to work with others, to communicate, you learn communication. It's a complete education, nearly, to be part of a string quartet. And Nick lived that up close, so it stayed with him. I mean, when I worked with Nick, he was 88 and 89 years old. He passed away when he was 89 on October 5th, 2017. And you could tell that at the end of even the biggest crisis, he would be quite poised and relaxed and loving, I think is the right word. Because at the end of the day, we all knew that any crisis would lead to the reward of a wonderful concert and the appreciation of the audience, the appreciation of making great music together. So somehow it was in his system. The chamber music was in Nick Gordon's system. And that was really something fantastic to watch and to learn from.
I can imagine.
So when you mentioned about people performing, feeling the pressure, well, yeah, I mean, I have performed at Gordon Hall, and of course we feel the pressure, but we also feel the support of the audience. Because you can tell, I mean, when you have 300 people in front of you and you don't hear a single sound, you can hear how intensely they are listening to you.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, you're actually going to be performing with the American String Quartet. You're going to be the clarinetist in the Brahms Clarinet Quintet. So you'll have a chance to experience that pressure this season, too. So
that's right, on July 7th. But it will be my pleasure. It really pays off to come on a stage of such a historic venue and to share what we do. To share great music.
Well, what's so fascinating about the season that has been put together for this year is it really shows off just how diverse and international the whole string quartet genre is. There's a performance by the Quarteto Latinoamericano on June 23rd. Sally Pincus is going to be the pianist with them, and they're performing beautiful, standard pieces along with a work by Philip Glass and a contemporary work that was just written last year. And then there are performances by very young quartets, the Daedalus Quartet, and then the Juilliard Quartet. So how are the ensembles chosen to perform at Music Mountain?
Well, many, many quartets want to play here, and that's the beauty of it. So it's not so hard to, you know, to present great string quartets at Music Mountain. We are privileged in that regard. And how we select them? Well, in various ways, but one very clear way is that we select quartets as they are coming into the public's attention. We try to really play a mentoring role, and then we continue to invite them if they, you know, raise to the occasion and they meet Music Mountain's high standards of artistry. So, for example, the Shanghai Quartet, just to mention one, will be playing this summer at Music Mountain for their 30th consecutive summer.
Wow.
And yeah, that's something else. And you mentioned Dover Quartet. Well, Dover Quartet, I guess we still might consider them young, but certainly what I wanted to say about them is that they played here, if I remember correctly, 6 or 7 years ago, before my time. So when perhaps they were not as well known, they came, they played beautifully, and we invited them back. Then they moved on, and we're so happy to have them back. I mean, we really want to support the careers of younger quartets for as long as we can. And in terms of diversity, you are right. You know, that's a really good observation. We try to have all sort of backgrounds represented here, or sort of cultures represented at Music Mountain. And so Cuarteto Latinoamericano on Sunday will be playing a very diverse program. They are, three of the four members are based in Mexico City now, but this is a Grammy Award winning quartet. They have a very long career, and they do play Latin American composers exceedingly well. So I'm very happy to see them play Villa Lobos, string quartet number 5. But also Amir Bertrand. The quartet contains three Bertrands, actually, three brothers. And Amir is the son of Saul, the violinist, I think, yes. And so this is a very interesting world premiere by Amir Bertrand that we're going to have this Sunday, the 23rd. It's a piano quintet based on Psalm 150, Kol Haneshama is the title of the piece. And so it's based on the Jewish tradition. And yes, as a little bit of further background on the composer, he's a student at Harvard. So he really is a, you know, quite something, and I can't wait to hear his world premiere. But then we also have like the Harlem String Quartet. They always come and play other type of standards. They often play Volcom, the Three Rags, or in this case they're going to play a new piece by Gabriel Alena Frank, and they always mix it up, classics and less, you know, more contemporary composers. And the list goes on. I mean, just by looking at the calendar, I mean, we have 17 chamber music concerts throughout the summer, spread throughout 16 consecutive weekends. So there is something every weekend going from June all the way to September. And yes, indeed, it's very diverse.
Yeah, it's just fascinating. And it's a great opportunity for someone who maybe isn't as familiar with string quartet repertoire or seeing string quartets in concert to get a chance to see them in this wonderful setting. And Oscar, it's just been fascinating to talk with you about it. And it's going to be a wonderful season. So thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Oh, thank you for speaking with me, Kate. It's such a pleasure.